Wouldn't you rather be dead than hot? I am 100% over people pretending that open mouth breathing in 1000% humidity while being burned to a crisp by the sun is the jam. I prefer winter, when everyone has to be bundled beyond recognition to survive. Or fall, when you can wear something nice without sweating it sheer in the punishing heat. Too bad I can't afford to pack my one bag and move to the Arctic, because the minute I start seeing bare arms and booty shorts, my sad kicks in and my happy doesn't return until late in September when, thank goodness, I can cover it up with a scarf. You dudes frying under the sun at the beach can't really expect the rest of us to believe that you enjoy painfully peeling your seared flesh from plastic chairs while everyone in the restaurant is staring at the armpit stubble revealed by your tank tops, can you? I'm not hating. It's just that I'm baffled when these hot weather enthusiasts try to convince you how totally awesome it is to be standing around outside in air that's as thick as soup while trying to pick the char off smoldering ribs and hot dogs. While gingerly clutching a beer that won't stay cold. Would it be so bad if we ate this inside at a table that is sturdy where no flies can vomit on my plate while I'm trying to balance it on my knees? It is a cloudless 72 degrees in Chicago today. The sun is blazing in the sky. I closed the blinds when I finally woke up around 1:30 in the afternoon. Birds are chirping sweetly in the trees. I shut the windows. And people are crowding the streets in droves, celebrating this long-awaited break in the dreary gray spring weather. I assume, like I said, I shut the windows and blinds. I'm going to take a shower and order a grocery delivery. Then maybe stare at the wall until it's time to go back to bed. And this concludes my reading of this book that I'm almost done with called We Are Never Meeting in Real Life.